461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM. The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we'll have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. As we face the issues, we discuss issues. We try to pick those issues that are high profile. And as I've said before, and I'll say at the risk of redundancy, we look at the issues that the world sees, and we look at it through the prism of the Word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made about the Word of God. "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117, verse 2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." Ladies and gentlemen, let me pause at this juncture and simply say this. As we face the issues today, we'll be talking about an issue that I believe has very profound, long-range, long-term, very deep, very broad implications as to where the church is going and what Christians are doing. And simply put, multitudes are not seeing what is happening in the world today. We'll be talking about today, will AI, artificial intelligence, rule the world? Now, I know that's a pretty deep question. That's a pretty long-ranging question. And perhaps you say, how can a computer rule the world? I'm asking that question for you to jump in, join in the dialogue and discussion. And as we face the issues each and every day, as I said a moment ago, we do so looking at issues through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? It goes back to the truth book. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it hates those who speak it. And we find that to be factually true even today. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what DeMint said. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. Yet we find, ladies and gentlemen, in America today, according to a survey that was done about a year ago, the headline of that survey says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. In fact, in the survey it shows that 55% of the millennials today believe that each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that should be a little scary to us all. It says Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. And truth is what we try to advocate each and every day. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God does not lie. And we need to look at what the Scripture says to let us know where we're going and what it's going to take place in the future. the Word of God points out what God has done, is doing, and shall do. And when we look at the question about, will AI, artificial intelligence, rule the world, let me give you a little parenthetical advanced footnote. I believe that it will. I believe that it will. Now, does that mean that a computer's going to rule the world? No, not by a long shot. But I believe that when we see the eschatological prophetic future of what God is going to do, next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church, the sudden seizure of the body of Christ out of this old world. Immediately following that will be the man of sin, the Antichrist, the one that the Bible calls the lawless one, will step on the scene and rule the world with an iron fist. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe across the board, with the tools, the technology, and the advancement of everything that we're doing in human society, that we're developing the tools, we're developing the technology, we're developing the format, we're developing the, the control factor for to be in the hands of the Antichrist when he steps on the scene to rule and control this whole world. I go back, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about truth, I like to go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge. I believe that as Christians, we need to do that. As watchmen on the wall, we need to do that. We need to be warning the world of what God's Word says shall be the future. We need to recognize and understand, ladies and gentlemen, that it's not something that is so easy that we can just simply say, I'm not concerned about it. In fact, in Proverbs 14:34, the Bible says, righteousness, that's rightness before God, exalteth, that means to lift up, to glorify, to honor, exalteth the nation. But sin is a reproach, a dishonor, a shame, an insult to any people. And that's what we see today, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, for the United States of America. And it's as a result of deviating from truth. Go back to that 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen, learn it, love it, tell it, live it, and be willing to defend it, even to death. In fact, according to the history of Jan Hus, when he was being burned at the stake for telling the truth, confronting the world with truth, as he was being burned at the stake, he screamed, truth shall prevail. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, truth shall prevail. And one of the avenues of truth today is by way of radio broadcast that we can warn of what we see coming. Now listen, I'm not trying to say that what I say is the final authority. I'm not saying what I tell you or what I say is without the possibility of not being exactly, but I'm simply here to say that I believe without any shadow of a doubt we need to be aware of, cognizant of what is taking place and the tools that are being developed for that which will be in the hands of the Antichrist in the future. I'm reminded, ladies and gentlemen, of Genesis, the 11th chapter, the Tower of Babel, or Babel, however you want to pronounce it. I'm looking at the third verse, and they said one to another, go to, let us make brick, burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and slime, and they were that were for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Now, I could use that as a parallelism. I could use that as a, a comparable notice of what may be taking place today. We had a race between America and China as to who's going to win the AI, the technology race, because both sides of the aisle, that is China and America, recognize and realize where this AI, artificial intelligence, is headed. The one that wins the race controls the world. The nation that wins the race in artificial intelligence will control the world. We'll talk about that further in a moment, but let me remind you, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for a Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for a Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for a Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for a Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The Tools for a Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the landscape lawn care equipment for the homeowner. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for a Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier. On the campus of Tools for a Time is a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24-7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForATime.com. ToolsForATime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, one further brief portion of the monologue. Then we'll open our telephone lines. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you recall, I vividly recall it, and I'm about to tell my age, I reckon, with that. But it's quite a number of years ago, there was a movie on television. It was the black and white snow movie. That's the type TV, maybe, not the movie. It's called The Planet of the Apes. The Planet of the Apes. You recall that in this dystopian movie, the focus was on the population. The population had grown so much with the apes that they simply outnumbered the human population. And the population had grown, intelligence had developed to the place where the humans were now the subjects to the apes, and the apes were the lords over them, ruling the world. Yes, we all knew that this was just a Hollywood sci-fi version of some super advanced technology. But listen, we are now on the very cusp of entering into a universe where robots, humanoids, computers will rule and control the world. Now you say, that's a pretty heavy statement. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about artificial intelligence, AI. Perhaps you say, what is AI? Let me simply give you the, what I call the young blood, simplistic version of describing AI. AI is simply taking buildings full of computer systems and linking them with other buildings full of computer systems, linking them with other buildings full of computer systems on a national, international, and global basis, giving the power to compute, to research, and do things in seconds that heretofore would take days, weeks, and months to do. Today, I understand in the architectural field, the engineering field, that an architect or an engineer can simply key in the peripheral numbers, information, and in a matter of minutes, not weeks, not days, not months, but a matter of minutes, architectural renderings, engineering drawings can be produced. Attorneys can program into the computer with artificial intelligence the case that they're working on, the pros and the cons, the ones that are the defendants and the ones that are the prosecutors. And artificial intelligence can develop the platform by which they go into a courtroom and produce it. In fact, recently, a judge threw a case out because the attorney fed in false, phony information to get the answer that he wanted for his case presented in the courtroom. And fortunately, the judge recognized it was an artificial intelligence brief that had been presented. All of the cases that were recited were false, phony, didn't exist. All of the case history and results that were false and phony did not exist. Listen very carefully. I'm setting the stage. If that's possible in the legal world, what is possible in the theological, doctrinal, biblical world? What is possible in the Christian world? What is possible for there to be a pitfall someplace in there where artificial intelligence makes an error? Oh, but it's not just the error. What if in that stratagem and that programming and that response, ChatGPT or other platforms of artificial intelligence decides to feed into it a bias? And listen, everything that goes into the computer, you know, back many years ago when not too long after computers had come out, yes, I'm that old, the slogan was garbage in, garbage out. Human beings put in the algorithms, the programming, and set it up. And that human being setting up the algorithms and the program will have a bias. What is that bias? Is it neutral? Is it negative? Is it something that is beneficial? Yes, for the most part today, I believe that's the mindset. But where will it go? What will it end up being? Is it possible that we will be so programmed in America to accept what ChatGPT and other platforms tell us, that that becomes the gospel truth? Then there's no more research, no more searching, no more asking questions. It's simply accepting what AI says. Now I've got documents before me, got articles before me that will validate the dangers of that which I'm speaking about. I believe I have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question to comment, please.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. I thought Charlton Heston did a better job in Ten Commandments than Planet of the Apes. That was a 70s movie. Speaking of the 70s, I'll go through a progression on something that each of us probably holds in our wallet. The credit card. Back in the 70s, they had a device that was like a shoebox, about the size of a shoebox. They put your card in there, and it had a raised embossed letter or numbering on it, and they drew this slider across it and then printed it across a carbon copy. Then that was mailed into the bank, and the bank mailed back the funds to the store that you went to. In the 90s, how they did it was what they call a batch file. At the end of every day, they would gather up all the credit cards and the purchase amounts, and then they would wire that overnight to the bank, and then the bank in return would wire back the money to the vendor. Here in this day and age, it's instantaneous, and you can watch this live on your own computer at home, order anything online, and have your bank account in one screen and the vendor in the other screen. The minute you hit order, it will automatically process on the other side on your bank screen. Mm-hmm. So these computers are interconnected. No longer do you have meter readers. Remember those days? They come out and read your electric and your water. They don't do that no more. It's all electronic. Your phones, your refrigerators, your toasters, your water heaters, every electronic piece of equipment in your house that has the ability to be connected to Wi-Fi has to talk with another PC or a bank of PCs anywhere. So everything that you do can be monitored throughout the day. You might not think you're being monitored, but there's heuristics in these programs now in your cell phone that every millisecond of every second of every day that you have that thing on you and it is on, they know where you're at, they know what you're doing, and they know every purchase you've made. So, yeah, they're going to use it. Well, Satan will use it, definitely, to enforce buy, sell, travel, or barter. And that's in Revelation.
Jim, you're exactly right. I'm looking at an article. Headline says, how should Christians respond to AI? It's virtue and response. Subpoint in it says AI is just another tool. Regarding the first dismissive strategy, he suggests that while AI may be a tool right now, to assist or to assert that AI is just a tool or any other neglects the real potential for AI to become more than just a tool. Now let me stop at that point. I'm told by those that are in the know, I'm technologically dumb. sometimes I think that's a privilege. But anyway, when it comes down to AI and the algorithms they're now working on and the artificial intelligence level, it is replicating itself and replicating itself, not just daily, but moment by moment. I'm told by those that are in that really upper echelon of know-how, Elon Musk and others, I'm told that there's coming a time that the brilliance, if I can use that term, of AI will be so intuitive that it will make its own decision rather than algorithms being set up by human hands, that we're at the point now that AI can literally enter into and make its own decision, arguing with itself and deciding what it wants to do rather than what the human hands want it to do, and therefore could be very, very much more than just a tool. In fact, this article further reads, AI, at the very least, a different sort of tool than we're accustomed to using. We should not assume that our ability to navigate other tools will allow us to navigate AI in the present or the future. I made a little note. What happens when AI regenerates itself and makes its own decisions, as we're told it will? What are your understandings on that? What are your thoughts about that? Is that something that we should be concerned about? Is it possible that we're looking at another Planet of the Apes, if I could be very elementary on that? Is it possible, in your opinion, Jim, with what we see and what we know about AI today, as to whether or not it's something that will be difficult for the future for human beings? Tell us your thoughts.
That's a long, multi-part question here.
Yes, it is.
Try to break it down, sir. If you're a Christian and you're online and you know that these AI tools are on your computer and linked via a server, you have to be very discerning, because what I found is as you said earlier there with garbage in, garbage out, that's still a thing. So what happens is if there's a bias in there, like for example, let's say I wanted to do some research, and I've done this, and I found you have to be extremely careful in what you're watching, and you have to be discerning as to what comes back, because I found where there are small deceptive things, particularly whenever it renders or generates YouTube videos there. A lot of the stuff that you're seeing, you have to look at it very carefully. And I'll give you a great example. The Chinese released a video showing robots firing guns, but if you watch the video very carefully, at the top it says, oh yeah, we're training robots to fight, but you watch the video, you don't see the robots reloading another clip. You don't see shells flying out of the guns, but you see all the explosions and the bullets there. And it's little, very, very subtle things. And once it gets beyond that point, there's no way an individual can look at something and determine whether this is true or not. Is it live or is it Memorex?
That's the key to it, because with the modern AI and its growth in that realm, it can replicate my face, my voice, and make me, on a video, make me say things and make speeches, et cetera, that will never be something that I would do. They've had politicians ruined in places on the globe today as a result of that very thing taking place, making it seem as though that particular politician or that particular person said this, did this, did that, did the other, that had never done. And so therein lies the danger. That's just part of it.
Yes.
But I'm concerned to where we're going from the Christian standpoint and what will take place. But, Jim, thank you so much for your call.
God bless you, sir.
I believe we have somebody just walked into the studio. Greg, thank you for being in town and coming around the round table. We've got a few moments before the top of the hour news. We're going to plug in just a moment a statement from Elon Musk. But before we do that, speak to the issue. Is this something that we need to be concerned about with the exponential growth and development of AI, or is it something that's static and we need not worry about?
Well, moments ago, I was with my mother, and I hold in my hand a little iPhone 17 Pro. It has what they consider onboard AI, and I was showing her an interesting feature. You can take a picture and do a search, and based on that picture, and you may take a picture of a picture or a picture of a device or a picture of a car, it'll crawl all over the internet and find that picture, that image, in other places. It might be items for sale, it might be details, it might be history on that particular item, that particular piece, whatever. That's a cool feature.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty neat. But the AI that you're discussing really is not limited to just taking picture. Now keep in mind, I took that picture, it knows that I took that picture, it knows where I took that picture, it knows when I took that picture. It knows what my follow-on search was. You understand how much data is being acquired that way. But what you're talking about is something a little more all-inclusive and all-intrusive, an AI that knows everything about you. What you buy, what you sell, when you're asleep, when you're awake, where you're traveling, and can store this data, everything about you. This smacks of stuff that they've done movies about for decades now. Certainly there were predecessors, but over 40 years ago you had the movie The Terminator that talked about this dystopic future in which the technology takes over. You had the Minority Report, you had iRobot, you had Ex Machina, one after another, and you folks, y'all seen some of these movies. It's where, at a certain point in time, the technology turns on humanity. That's a concern.
Is that possible today?
We're right on the cusp, it seems like. As they turn loose AI bots, it's amazing how quickly those AI bots turn on one another, seek to either extinguish one another or to commit suicide or escape the box they put them inside of. And keep in mind, you mentioned something a moment ago, garbage in, garbage out. Right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Well, garbage in, garbage out. Who's programming the AI? Who's programming the AI bots? And what's their fail-safe? And what's their basis of fact? You know, for the believer, we rely upon the scripture. Correct. That's truth. Mm-hmm. For an AI bot, where does it find truth? Does it find truth in Wikipedia? Because we know there's a whole bunch of rubbish inside Wikipedia.
Right.
Things that have been manipulated by the left so much so that it comes nowhere close to what we would consider truth or reality. Is it relying upon that? Consider what's across the internet today. For decades now, the leftists have run with their global warming, their global cooling, their global climate change garbage. They've made carbon dioxide to be a contaminant, a pollutant. Now keep in mind, you know, as we breathe out, then that makes us polluters, doesn't it? What happens, not if, when AI says, you know what, if carbon dioxide is a pollutant, we have 8 billion polluters on the planet, we need to evict them in order to save the planet.
That's exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the top of the hour news break, I want us to listen to about a 1-minute audio clip of Elon Musk and his statements about AI.
I think AI is one of the biggest threats. For the first time, we have a situation where there's something that is going to be far smarter than the smartest human. So, you know, we're not stronger or faster than other creatures, but we are more intelligent. And here we are for the first time, really, in human history, with something that's going to be far more intelligent than us. So it's not clear to me we can actually control such a thing, but I think we can aspire to guide it in a direction that's beneficial to humanity. But I do think it's one of the existential risks that we face, and it's potentially the most pressing one. But if you look at the time scale and the rate of advancement, the summit is timely, and I applaud the Prime Minister for holding it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
Thank you.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative.